Modern scientists demand facts. They believe nothing else. The scientists in the Sapsodent Toothpaste Laboratories had proved certain facts. They knew that Sapsodent removed dangerous films on teeth better than any other toothpaste. But they wanted to improve Sapsodent Toothpaste still more. And they have. By a remarkable achievement, the Sapsodent Laboratories have developed a polishing material that is twice as soft as the polishing materials commonly used in toothpaste. Teeth are given a higher polish, a brighter luster. Film stains are removed with absolute safety. This new polishing material has been used in Sapsodent for the past 10 months. Many thousands have already noticed a difference in results. Not only an improvement over other toothpaste, but even an improvement over the former Sapsodent. But Sapsodent Laboratories will not rest here. They are constantly seeking new improvements. The spirit of today is progress. Use Sapsodent toothpaste twice a day. See your dentist at least twice a year.
Now listen, Earl. There's the kid there now with the taxicab. Now you ain't got nothing to worry about, Spud. This guy Amos don't know you. He never saw you. All you've got to do is to get in the cab and go down to the store. And you can pick the night watchman up right on the corner. All right, now listen, you stay here. I'll get in the cab with the kid out here, you see, and I'll phone you when the job is over. And if the cops get wise, beat it and leave the kid there. I want to get him out of the way anyhow. And don't forget to get every fur coat they've got in the joint. Leave it to me, kid. I'll see you later, Earl. All right, so long, Spud. Good luck to you, boy. Now watch yourself. Taxi cab?
No, sir, no, sir, mister. Somebody phoned me for the taxi cab. I was waiting here for a call that I got.
Well, I'm the guy that phoned you.
Oh, is you the one that told me to meet you here by the drugstore?
Yes, I'm the one. All right, let me get in here. Now listen, let's go straight ahead. All right, let's start up. Straight ahead now in the next corner to your left.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I go straight ahead now and the next corner you want me to turn to the left, huh?
All right, now listen. Turn to your left on this corner and go straight down this street.
Yeah, so wait a minute. I got to hold up my hand here to make a left turn, you see. Now, where you want to go? Right straight down this street?
Yes, go straight ahead. I got a couple of big packages I want to pick up down here. I can put them right in the back of the automobile here.
Oh, yeah, sir. We got plenty of room right there in the back, you see. You can get packages in there, all right.
You got plenty of gasoline in here?
Oh, yes. I got 4 or 5 gallons in here tonight.
Now, listen. Stop on this next corner. Right down here. I want to meet a friend of mine here.
Stop right here.
No, go across the street. You see that fellow standing over there on the corner?
Yes, sir. I see him. I pull right up there.
Now, right here. Wait a minute. All right, Bill. Come on.
Hello, kid. Hello. All set?
All set. Now, straight ahead here and turn the next corner to your right.
Yes, sir. Turn this next corner to the right here. Go to the right at the corner, huh?
We want to go down to this store right on the corner, so stop just around the corner there, buddy.
I can stop right in front of the store if you want me to.
No. Around the corner. We got to get in the side door.
All right, sir. I turn right here and pull up right here. How is this right here?
That's all right. That's pretty good there.
This sure's okay, kid. Now, listen. Stop here. Now, wait here about 2 minutes. Come on, Bill.
All right, I'll wait here for you.
I got this side door unlocked, see?
Now, listen, kid, we got to work fast. Everything's set, ain't it? Now, go ahead in. You lead the way.
All right, come on. Don't fall over none of this stuff here now, and don't strike a match. Whatever you do, Spud, don't strike a match.
Hey, now, listen, where are these coats?
I got them out, and I got them wrapped up in 2 big bundles. Now, listen. After you get away, hide these coats, see? I'm leaving town in the morning at 7 o'clock. I'm going to shoot up to Canada for a week or two, and I'll meet you in New York at the same place on the 4th of July, see?
Well, now listen, kid. Let's get these coats and get in the car and get away from here.
It's going to take 2 of us to carry these bags out. They're pretty heavy.
All right, now listen. Get a hold of the end of this one. Come on, Al. Let's pick up this one.
Get a hold of it.
Come on, let's take this one out first.
You see, since I quit this job, they think that I've been out of town. So if I leave here tomorrow morning, nobody's going to get wise, you see?
All right, now listen, kid. Open the door now. Listen, hold it. Hold it up now. Don't drag it on the floor. We better take a good look out first and see if there's no cops around. Take a look out the door.
All right, wait a minute now. I'll go over here and look out the door.
Go ahead. Okay, come on now. Come on, Spud. Put this one in the cab.
Yes, sir. You want to put this here one in the back there, huh? Just lay it on the back seat there. That's all right. Just lay it right there. That's good, huh?
Now, wait here a minute, buddy. We got another one coming right out. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir. I'll wait here for you.
Here comes a cop. Beat it, quick. Beat it.
All right,
buddy. Stick him up. Come on, stick him up. Get him up there.
Look out, Mr. Policeman. Don't point that thing at me, please, sir.
Keep him up.
Look out, Mr. Don't pull that trigger, please, sir.
Shut up a minute. Where did those two other guys go? Where'd they go?
They went running up the alley, Mr. I don't know where they done gone.
Hey, what's the matter around here? What's the matter?
Say, Mac, two guys just went up that alley. Go up after them. If they don't stop, let them have it, you hear?
All right.
Keep those hands up in the air. What have you been doing here, anyway?
I ain't been doing nothing, mister.
No? What do you got in the back of that car? What's in that bag?
I don't know, sir. I don't. It's some kind of package that them men put in there.
Uh-huh.
You see, them other fellas put it in there.
Sure.
I ain't had nothing to do with it, mister. This here is my taxi cab, you see. I clear I don't know nothing about it, mister.
Oh, well, come on. Get out of that car. Get out. Hurry up. Now, stand up here.
Yes, sir. Mister, don't point that gun at me, please, sir.
Shut up a minute. Where's your gun?
I ain't got no gun, mister. I ain't got no gun. I clear I ain't got no gun.
All right, now keep your hands up in the air. Now, put your hands behind you.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Now, slip these on your wrist.
Mister. Yes, sir. Don't hurt them, mister, please, sir.
Did they get away, Mac?
Well, I can't find them. I think they got over that fence over there. Hey, what is this, a stick-up?
I don't know what it is. Wait a minute. Well, look what's in this bag here in the back of the car. Wait a minute.
Mister, I clear I don't know nothing about this. I clear I don't, mister. Don't blame me for this. I ain't had nothing to do with it, mister.
Shut up a minute, will you? Shut up.
Hey, who is this guy here?
I don't know who he is.
Mister, my name is Amos Jones, mister. I was with the Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company, and this here is my taxi cab right here, you see.
Amos Jones, huh? And what are you doing?
Here's what he's doing. Look here. Take a look at this. Fur coats and a whole bag full of them. Oh, yeah. Say, Max, see if that door in the store there is unlocked.
Hey, yes, I can see it from here. I can see it wide open. Look at it.
Well, there you are. See, he's been in there robbing the store.
Mister, I don't know nothing about this. I clear I don't, mister.
What do you mean you don't know nothing about it? You're stealing fur coats, got them right here in the car, and you don't know nothing about it, huh?
I tell you what happened, mister. Somebody phoned for my taxi cab, you see. And I brought them down here, and they told me to wait right here while they go in there to get a couple of packages. I didn't know what they was going to get. They just said they was going in there and get the packages, too.
Hey, shut up. That don't sound good to me. I don't want to hear it. Say, Mac, you wait here. I'll take him down and call the wagon.
Wait a minute, mister. Please don't take me nowhere. Don't call no wagon.
Shut up, will you? You want a sock in the nose?
No, sir, mister. Don't hit me, please, sir.
They caught you red-handed, kid, trying to steal fur coat. Caught you red-handed. Got you with the goods.
No, sir, mister. I ain't trying to steal nothing. I clear I ain't trying to steal nothing.
Listen, Mac. Stay here and watch that door and keep your eye on the fur coats here. I'll phone over to headquarters and tell them to send a squad car over here right away.
All right, I'll wait here. Make it snappy.
All right, come on with me.
Mister, please wait a minute, mister. Please don't take me. I ain't done nothing, mister. I clear I ain't.